You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Sunday reiterated his plea for peace in Syria, appealing to all parties involved in the conflict to respect the cessation of hostilities and commit to dialogue.
Esorto tutte le parti coinvolte.
Speaking after the Regina Caeli prayer in St. Peter's Square, the Pope said it is with great pain that he receives the dramatic news of the spiral of violence in Syria, which, he said, continues to aggravate the already desperate humanitarian situation in the country.
Ricevo con profondo dolore le drammatiche notizie provenienti dalla Siria.
He referred in particular to the situation in the city of Aleppo, which continues to claim innocent victims, even amongst children, sick people, and those who, at the cost of great sacrifice, are bringing aid to those in need. And Francis had words of encouragement for an Italian association that fights all forms of abuse against minors. This is a tragedy, he said.
Questa è una tragedia.
We must not tolerate the abuse of minors. We must defend minors and severely punish those who abuse them. And he thanked the Associazione Mater for its dedicated work. And marking May the 1st, International Labour Day, the Pope also mentioned an international conference which opens on Monday in Rome on the theme Sustainable Development and the Most Vulnerable Forms of Work, which takes place within the context of the Jubilee of Mercy. I hope, he said, that the event will sensitise the authorities, political and economic institutions and civil society in order to promote a model of development that will safeguard human dignity within full respect for labour and environmental legislation. Pope Francis also had a special greeting to our brothers of the Eastern churches who are celebrating Easter. May the risen Lord, he said, bear his gifts of light and peace to all.
Christos Anesti.
I'm Linda Bordoni.